Welcome to GovInnovator. I'm Andy Feldman. Jeff Liebman is with us from the Harvard Kennedy School to share his proposal called the 10-Year Challenge for making significant progress in the United States in addressing important social policy challenges. Here's a clip.
The main motivation is quite simply, we're not making enough progress in solving social problems. We are quite good at spending money to provide services and address social problems, but there's not a lot of evidence to suggest that we're actually moving the dial and improving outcomes significantly. And the same problems persist and are with us, you know, decade after decade.
How can the nation catalyze progress in addressing its most serious social problems? A bold proposal for doing that is called the 10-Year Challenge, and it's described in a paper published by the Brookings Institution. Its author is Jeffrey Liebman, a professor at the Harvard Kennedy School and the director of the Taubman Center for State and Local Government. He's also the director of the Government Performance Lab at the Kennedy School. Jeff previously served on the leadership team of the White House Office of Management and Budget, and prior to that served as an economic advisor to candidate Barack Obama in the 2008 campaign. To learn more about the 10-Year Challenge proposal, I'm glad to have Jeff Liebman on the line with us from Cambridge, Massachusetts, for our 100th episode of the GovInnovator podcast. Jeff, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
We should explain to our listeners that the 10-Year Challenge right now is simply a proposal on paper. It's created by you. But it could be something that a presidential administration could champion, or a member of Congress, or even a presidential candidate, given that we're in that season at the time of this interview. Before we get into the specifics of the idea, give us the motivations behind it.
The main motivation is quite simply, we're not making enough progress in solving social problems. We are quite good at spending money to provide services and address social problems, but there's not a lot of evidence to suggest that we're actually moving the dial and improving outcomes significantly. And the same problems persist and are with us, you know, decade after decade. So the question is why? And one possibility is that the problems are too hard and that there aren't solutions out there. But I think there might be a different answer, which is that we're not actually trying to solve social problems. We spend our dollars to provide services, but it's no one's job to actually look at the whole vulnerable population in a particular issue area, measure its outcomes, come up with a strategy to get better outcomes, evaluate that strategy and see how it did, you know, re-engineer the systems to get better results, and keep focused on actually solving social problems. And so the question is, how can we make the billions and billions of dollars we spend on social programs actually focused on improving outcomes and solving problems? And my hypothesis is that what it will take is purposeful, data-driven work focused at the local level, at the community level, where we can actually measure whether a set of interventions is moving the dial and causing significant changes in, for example, the percentage of young children in the high poverty zip code who arrive at kindergarten ready to learn, or the percentage of people coming out of prison who go back to prison, or any of our big social issues. The question is, what can we do to actually move the dial on the outcomes?
And give us an overview of what the 10-year challenge would entail.
Sure. So here's the idea. Choose 10 social problems. They could be almost anything. They could be reducing obesity-triggered diabetes, eliminating chronic homelessness, helping high school dropouts get back connected to the workforce, any 10 key social problems. And then fund 10 communities to try to come up with solutions and implement solutions that really move the dial on these social problems. So 10 problems, 10 communities, 100 experiments total going on. And the idea here is not that every community is going to succeed, because these are hard problems and we don't necessarily already have the solutions to them. But the hope is that if you fund 10 different communities each to tackle one of these social problems, several of them would succeed. Maybe three of them would succeed on a given problem. And then we would have learned something that we could then take nationwide. That's the essence of it. It is 10 communities, 10 problems. And I call it the 10-year challenge because most of these problems are not going to get solved overnight. And it's going to take, 3, 4, 5, 7 years of work on the ground with feedback loops where we first define the population of interest. Second, we measure the outcome that we're trying to achieve. Third, we do the intervention. Then we measure how we're doing. Then we re-engineer the systems to try to do better. And you'd get into a continuous feedback loop that we hope in at least some of these communities would really do things like move the percentage of children showing up for kindergarten ready to learn from, say, 20% to 60% in a really high neighborhood, or reduce recidivism from 60% to 30%, and, you know, really see noticeable change on the ground in particular communities.
It reminds me, Jeff, of a venture capital model. You know not everything that you fund is going to work, but you're hoping for a few big wins that can be scaled up.
So I think you're right in that the idea here is we take some risks and we have a portfolio of projects going on, and a few of them are going to hit big. And when they do, the whole country can benefit from that learning and adopt those practices.
If the 10-year challenge became a reality, there would need to be a selection process to choose community or state projects to implement and to test. You list some criteria that you think should guide any type of selection process. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I think we clearly want to be tackling high priority problems. We want problems where the communities that are putting forth the proposals have plausible theories about how they're going to actually make progress against these problems and have the level of local coordination and the set of partners that makes it likely that the project will actually have a reasonable chance of succeeding. I'd say that we should have a preference for projects where we think we can better measure whether or not they really did work. So the more credible the evaluation strategy or the collection of evidence can be in an issue area, the better fit it is for a project like this. Because at the end of the day, we want to know whether it worked or not. And I would also say that one should probably err on the side of trying things that are new and innovative rather than simply scaling up things that we've already done and sort of know that they give mediocre performance or whatever the existing ones are doing. And then lastly, I think we should focus on projects where if one jurisdiction succeeds, the lessons are likely to be transportable to other jurisdictions. So the projects that are very, very stylized to a particular community that wouldn't really teach us much about whether that similar intervention would work somewhere else, I think it should be a lower priority.
I know you've thought about framing the proposal in a way that generates bipartisan interest and makes it politically palatable. Tell us your thoughts on that.
Well, if you step back, the federal government is just very prescriptive in telling people on the ground how they should be spending the federal funds. And that really gets in the way of innovation. And it also means that a lot of the people on the ground who are doing analytic work, what they're doing is spending just a tremendous amount of time trying to comply with federal requirements, trying to prove that the job training funds went to the exact group that Congress very narrowly purposed those funds for, rather than simply saying, what can we do to achieve outcomes? And I think the way to build momentum around an approach that will lead to better outcomes, and one that I think has bipartisan appeal, is to make the federal funding much less restrictive, much more flexible, give the local governments a lot more choice about how they spend the money, but then build in much more rigorous performance requirements so that the people who are complying and with federal requirements are spending their time actually measuring whether things work and figuring out whether things work and trying to make things work better, rather than figuring out how to check boxes, on a ridiculous set of federal requirements that come through a grant.
A final question for you, Jeff, which is that this proposal is about innovation in social policy, but it's just as much about rigorous learning about what works, about evaluating these approaches to determine which innovations work. While maybe the rationale for doing that seems obvious, tell us in your own words why the aspect of learning is so important.
Well, I think a challenge with how we do social spending right now is we often spread dollars so thin that we can't tell whether they had any effect. And what's really at the essence of this project, by trying to solve problems in particular communities at the scale of maybe a city or in some cases a state, and in some cases maybe just a couple zip codes that are feeding children into a particular elementary school, by focusing on whether we can move the dial in a particular locality, we'll get enough scale, a sufficient level of resources spent to actually find out whether it's possible to get better outcomes. The way we do it today, we spread spending so thin, it's like dumping a cup of water into the ocean. You just have no idea whether you affected the size of the wave or not. And I think that the key feature here is doing this within a very defined population in a very defined community where we, at the end of the day, will know whether something works or not, and therefore whether we should replicate it, expand it, do more of it.
I'll post a link on the website to the report that discusses the 10-year challenge so our listeners can check it out. Jeff, thanks for giving us an overview.
You're very welcome.